This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Finland formally announced on Sunday that it intends to apply for membership at the Western NATO Military Alliance, ignoring Russian President Vladimir Putin's warning that the move would negatively affect peaceful relations between the neighboring countries. President Sauli Niinistö and Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced that the NATO membership bid at the presidential palace in Helsinki. Finland's announcement that it is seeking entry into the 30-member U.S.-dominated military alliance formed in the aftermath of World War II had been expected in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine February 24th and its continuing offensive. Finland's neighbor to the west, Sweden, is also expected to seek entry into the alliance, ending two centuries of military non-alignment. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said recently that the two countries will be welcomed. Their applications are likely to be pushed through swiftly. The Kremlin's press service said that Putin, in a phone conversation with Niinistö on Saturday, warned the Finnish leader that its abandonment of what Russia called its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. Finland's 1,300-kilometer border with Russia would be the longest of any of the NATO countries. Russia cut off electricity to Finland in an apparent retaliation for its bid to join NATO. Finland gets 10% of its energy from Russia. That void is now being filled by Sweden. The United States has said it will support NATO applications by Finland and by Sweden. And you can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Law enforcement officials in the northeastern U.S. city of Buffalo, New York, worked Sunday to piece together the background of the teenage gunman who opened fire in a grocery store, killing 10 people and wounding three in what authorities described as a racially motivated violent extremism. U.S. President Joe Biden said the Justice Department is investigating the shooting as a hate crime. The shooter was identified as Peyton Gendron of Conklin, a New York State community about 330 kilometers southeast of Buffalo. He's white. 11 of the 13 people who were shot were black. Authorities say the suspect carried out the shooting Saturday while wearing military gear and live-streaming it with a helmet camera. He eventually dropped his weapon and surrendered to police inside the Tops Friendly Market, located in a predominantly black neighborhood in the city of 255,000 people. Wearing a hospital gown, Gendron was arraigned in court on Saturday night on charges of first-degree murder. He was ordered detained without bail. The U.S. is poised to remove five extremist groups from its list of foreign terrorist organizations, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The groups once posed significant threats, killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people across Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. But all are believed to now be defunct. The organizations include the Basque separatist group ETA, or ETA, the Japanese cult Aum Shinrikyo, which carried out the deadly sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway in 1995, Kahane Chai, or Koch, a radical Orthodox Jewish group, the Mujahideen Shura Council in the environs of Jerusalem, an umbrella group of several jihadist organizations based in Gaza, and Gama al-Islamiyya, or Islamic Group IG, an Egyptian Sunni Islamist movement that fought to topple Egypt's government during the 1990s. I'm Ben Thomas.
Somalia's presidential vote is proceeding to a second round Sunday after the first round of voting did not produce a decisive winner. Legislators are choosing the country's next president in the capital, Mogadishu, which is under lockdown measures aimed at preventing deadly militant attacks. The top four candidates out of 36 presidential aspirants will be on the ballot in the next round of voting. To win in the second round, a candidate must secure two-thirds of the vote, or 219 ballots. A simple majority is enough in the third round. Recapping our top story this hour, Finland announced formally on Sunday it intends to apply for membership in NATO, ignoring Russian President Vladimir Putin's warning that the move would negatively affect peaceful relations between Finland and Russia. The United States has said it will support Finland's application for NATO. Marissa Melton, VOA News.